She is President Trump's most powerful and trusted aide, more comfortable behind the scenes than in the spotlight.
Susie likes to stay sort of in the back, let me tell you. The Ice Maiden. We call her the Ice Maiden.
But tonight, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles pulling back the curtain in an extraordinary series of interviews with Vanity Fair. Wiles, who says her father was an alcoholic, describes her boss, the president, as having an alcoholic's personality, noting that Trump, who does not drink, operates with the view that there's nothing he can't do. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Wiles also has choice words for Vice President J.D. Vance. Discussing the push to release the FBI files into sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, Wiles says Vance has been a conspiracy theorist for a decade. Vance today responding.
Sometimes I am a conspiracy theorist, but I only believe in the conspiracy theories that are true.
Wiles also points a finger at Attorney General Pam Bondi, saying Bondi completely whiffed her handling of demands to release the files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Wiles telling Vanity Fair there is no client list, and it sure as hell wasn't on Bondi's desk. She does acknowledge the president himself is in the Epstein files, but not doing anything awful. She says the two men were sort of young, single playboys together.
I never went to the island, and Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times.
She also says this claim about Clinton is not true. Wiles telling Vanity Fair there is no evidence Clinton ever visited Epstein's private island.
And David Wiles also acknowledges that the president has sought retribution against some of his enemies, saying, quote, when there's an opportunity, he will go for it. Tonight, Wiles calls the article a disingenuously framed hit piece, though she doesn't deny saying these things.